Anne herself actually describes herself as a feeling like a bird whose wings have been ripped off. That occurs in both the book and in the oratorio. So there are certainly vivid, powerful images that are very personal, but the libretto deliberately avoids the conflicts between the people living in the annex so that it doesn't just become a story of one girl and her struggle to survive this, but a much bigger question, which I think is appropriate. After all, why set this to music if not to find a way to universalize it?
Yeah, I think this was first performed in 2005.
That's right.
Were you familiar with it? Had you heard it?
Moshe Buchbaum approached us and asked if we were interested in participating and whether we could provide a chorus. So my first task was to look at the score because I'd never heard the work or seen it, and just to make sure that the technical demands were something that we could meet and that would be of educational value for our students. Everybody involved in this chorus is a graduate student in music in one way or another. Most of them are vocal performance majors. And so how does this contribute to their development as a professional musician? And this certainly does. It's a big challenge. Because it is an oratorio. It's a substantial work. The choir sings through most of it. And there are only 16 of them. And so everybody really has to carry his or her weight. It's very much approachable music. It's still challenging for the singers. There are places, for instance, where we have to sing quarter tones. That means literally in the cracks between the keys of the piano. And we all found that incredibly difficult because, of course, what we work toward as singers is wonderful accuracy of intonation. And if you say sing from a C to something less than a D flat, something lower than a D flat but higher than a C, it's really hard to do. The benefits here are not necessarily in the musical challenges, although there are those, and that's of value. I think the greater value for our students, first of all, is confronting this text, but also the challenge of having something really ready so that when a guest conductor walks in the room and a Grammy-nominated soloist walks in the room and professional instrumentalists walk in the room, we're at the same level as those folks. That's what the students aspire to in their careers. And so this is really valuable in developing that ability and that sense of standard and excellence that they need to do that well.